Okay, we are on Daf Sadek Dalet Amud Beis. Today's Daf is Daf Sadek Hey, the last Daf in Perek Mi Shehaya Nasui. Says the Gemara on Sadek Dalet Amud Beis. Agudin Chanukah to all. Chanukah Sameach to all those around Woodmere and around the world. Hanhu Trei Shtari. The Asul Kamedir of Yosef. Two Shtaris, as we've been talking about, Shtaris from the same day. Two Shtaris came in front of, Shtaris from the same time period. That's the topics that we've been talking about. So two Shtaris come in front of Rav Yosef. Rashi says, we're talking about two Shtari Mechira. The Shtari Mechira, that, let's say, something was sold. Reuben and Shimon both bought a field on the same day from the same person. So could be on the same day. So what's the halacha? But these two Shtaris said the following. One of them said that he bought it on the 5th of Nisan, and the other one said he bought it in Nisan. So very unclear. That could have been on the 5th, that could have been before the 5th, that could have been after the 5th. So what's the halacha? Stama. It said Stama, it just said Nisan. Ukme Rav Yosef liahu techamsha b'nisan b'nechasim. So Rav Yosef gave it to the one who had the 5th of Nisan recorded in his shtar. Amar le'idach v'ana afsid. So the Nisan man, the one who didn't have the 5th of Nisan, said, I'm going to lose. You know, why is it, why do I lose? You know, what about, maybe I bought it on the 4th of Nisan, and I'm before him. And again, what's the issue? The issue is, listen, they both paid for it, then there's no more nechasim to the seller. So therefore, you can't go buy and get anything from the seller. So the earlier shtar wins. So the stam person says, maybe mine is earlier. Amalei. So Rav Yosef says, sorry, at yadcha al tachtona. Your hand literally is on the bottom. Meaning you have the lower position here. Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shin Mekubetza says, whenever there's no Zman, there's a Reyesa. There's a Reyesa. Why wasn't a Zman written? So you have to prove that it was earlier for you. Or the language of the Ritva. Language of the Ritva is Mikol Makom Shamina Mehacha. Shekol haba ligvos shum shibud. Beloshin Misupak. Anytime you try to collect a shibud in a doubtful lashon, a love lahavi raya. So you the one with the mizubik lashon, have to bring the raya. V'yava b'shachiyuvo barur v'tzarech levar shibudo. Even if you for sure have a shibud, that's a vadai, but you don't know when the shibud is from, so therefore you have to prove it. So that's why Rav Yosef Paskin, in this case, the 5th of Nisan man wins. Ema, so he says, and he says, Yadchal atachtona, Ema bar chavtes b'nisanat. Maybe you bought it on the 29th day of Nisan. How am I supposed to know? So therefore, you have to prove your case. Amar le v'nechtov li mar tirfa meir ve'eluch. So at least write me a shtar that says I could collect from Iyar. From Iyar, meaning I'm going to go to the guy and say, anything at least that he sold from Iyar on, I have rights to, because at least mine's from sometime in Nisan. So Amar Leis, Rav Yosef says back to him, again, that's a problem. Why? Let's say you're going to go to other buyers of this of the original seller, and you're going to say, I'm owed it. That land that he sold you, it wasn't allowed to be sold, because I had a lien on it from earlier. But they could say to him, what do you mean? You were a first day of Nisan man. So that guy has your field. So don't come to us. He was the one that was Bnei Chorin. So don't come to us. So you're a Chad Bnei son. So he's stuck either way. So what does he do? So my takate, how could he, this Stam Nisan man, do anything? Nichtivu harsha ala hadadi. The only way that he could do anything is if he gets a harsha. Harsha is a big sugya, Baba Kama Daf Ayin. Harsha means that it's more than a shliach. Harsha is more of like a power of attorney, where you would act. Let him write a harsha. Let him make you, give you permission to collect on his behalf. Meaning, so when he got, let's say the Stam Nisan guy comes to a potential person that he could collect from, and he'll come and he'll say, I want my field. So they'll say, oh, no, you're a first of Nisan man. So he's like, okay, I'm a first of Nisan man? Okay, so I'm collecting for my friend, who's the 5th of Nisan man, because I have a harsha from him. I have a power of attorney from him. So either way, give me the field. So that's the way that we could solve the problems of Niflar Sharla Hadadi. And he could say, I'm either here for me, or I'm here for my friend. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovach Yerim on this piece, says that Nira, Dubalchob Ma'uchar Shegava, Eno Zocha Kal, Bagviyaso, Ve'inadomalo Lokeach. He says, Rabbi Chanan says, you see from here that there seems to be a difference between if I go, let's say I'm somebody owes me money, and then I go to somebody who, this guy doesn't have any fields left, so I go to somebody who he sold the field to after he lent me money. That's a lokeach. So I'm going to go and take the field away from the lokeach. So the lokeach had it. He bought it, that buyer, and now I'm removing it from him. He had a full kinyan on that, and now I'm removing it from him. Says Rabbi Chanan, you know what you see from this Gemara, and I'll explain how in a minute. You see from the Gemara that by a balchov meuchar shegava, eino zoche klau, what we said yesterday. Let's say a later balchov collects, and then an earlier balchov goes and takes it from the later balchov. If you hold eino gove in that case, that's not just like a lokeach, says Rabbi Chanan, that it was bought, and now you're removing it from him. There, it's got to be that he was never really zoche to it. It wasn't like a buyer who bought something and now the Balchov is going and removing it from the buyer. But it's in a case of a later Balchov and an earlier Balchov, and now the earlier removes it from the later, so that it's as if it wasn't even his. Why? Because if you say it was his and now he's going to remove it, so it says Rabbi Chanan now, the afshalachora bar chamsha b'isak far nifra chovo become makom ein zutaina. Because what does our Gemara say? He could come with a harsha. If I'm not here for me, I'm here for my friends. But what do you mean? Your friend already collected. And if you're going to say it's not really a good collection because you're going to take it from him, but how could he give you a harsha to collect for him if he still has the field that he first collected? Okay, you're going to have the rights to go collect it from him if you're the first of Nisan. But he already collected, so how can he write a harsha for you? So Zabachanan, it must be that if a later Balchov collects, it's not really his. And when you take it from him, you're taking it because the other guy doesn't really have a kinyan. That's why you'd be able to write, he's able to write a harsha. I'm here for me, and if I'm not here for me, if you think I'm a first of Nisan man, then I'm here for my friends because my friend doesn't even have a field now. Because I'm going to take it from him. It's not like he has it now, a full kinyan, and now then I'm going to remove it from him. It's not even that he was zoka to it. So it's worse than a lokeach. So Bachan has three different rayas for this principle, but he says balchov meuchar shegava lo gava, that's worse than a lokeach. Okay, one other ha'ara on this story, and that is, it's interesting, what does he say, what did the Rav Yosef say? Rav Yosef said, I'm sorry, your hand is on al tachtona, because maybe you're a 29th of Nisan man, or maybe you're a 29th of Nisan man, who says you're a 5th, who said you're before day 5? So the Mordechai here, we don't do enough Mordechais, the Mordechai here points out, what do you mean 29th? What about the 30th day of Nisan? Nisan's Malay. What do you mean? You should be, you're a 30th day of Nisan man, not a 29th day of Nisan man. Why point out a 30th day of Nisan man? So says the Mordechai here in the end, on this Gemara, the end of, my paper fell out here, but I don't want to spend time finding it out, but it's the Mordechai, it's him in Reish Mem Hey, because what's Laman Nisan? Laman Nisan is really... Is really what? It's really Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? We call it Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but whenever you have a two-day Rosh Chodesh, the first day is the last day of the previous month, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the next month. This month, now on Teves, is only one day. So it's only Aleph, it's 29 to 1. But Lamed is really called by people Rosh Chodesh. So says the Mordechai, and this is quoted by later poskim, by Shtaros you go by Lashem B'nai Adam, in terms of Shibudim. If it would say Lamed, so people call that Rosh Chodesh Iyar already. So if it just says Nisan, people, it wouldn't be Lamed Nisan. It wouldn't be Lamed Nisan. Because Lamed Nisan already is called by people Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and therefore it wouldn't, there's no possibility that it's Lamed Nisan. We had a similar idea we've had once or twice, we had it in Pesachim and elsewhere. Remember the three things that Chizkiyahu did that Chazal were happy with, and three things they weren't happy with. So one of them, Chazal said that they were not happy with, was Iber Nisan B'Nisan. What did that mean? That he was Ma'aber the Shana already when it was Lamed Adar. And the Gemara says there, what did he do wrong? Because Lamed Adar is already Hoel V'Roy L'Kovo Nisan. It's already fit to be Nisan. I mean, let's say witnesses come today. You're going to switch it to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So already, not only in Lashon B'nei Adam, but it's already Shayach. That first day Rosh Chodesh, even though people say, oh, it's a mislabeling. We say, oh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And really, the first day is really Nisan. But really, maybe there's some teeth to it. The fact that the first day, really, Bizman Edis, Edim could come and already make it, we can make it into Nisan, so that's why it already has a Shemetz of Nisan to it. But either way, that's the Mordechai here on this Gemara. Okay. Says the Mishnah. There's one other thing to say, but maybe later. Says the Mishnah. Misha Yanasi Beis Nashim. Man has two wives. Umachar es sadeyu. And he sold the field. He sold the field. Rashi says, a field that was designated for the ksubis of his wife. So Rashi adds it. So a man has two wives. He sells his field. Vikasva rishono lelokeach. And the wife who has the earlier ksuba says to the buyer of the field that she's maybe possibly supposed to get, dinu dvar mein limach. I'm not going to argue with you about this field. It's yours. It's yours. I'm not going to argue about this field. And then the husband dies. And the husband dies. And he has no other fields. So what happens? So the first woman already said to this buyer, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. So what's the halacha? Hashniya motziya me'alokeach. So the second woman could go take it out from the lokeach. Because the second woman never said anything, and this field was meshubet to her ksuba also. So the second woman, the later woman, could go take it from the lokeach. And you know what happens then? Then the first woman could go to the second woman and say, I'm an earlier Bachlof, so I'm taking it from you. The Rambam says, and again, this is the Pashas of the Mishnah, because the woman only said to the Lokeach, I'm not going to argue with you about this. But I didn't say I'm not going to argue about this field. I say I'm not going to argue with you. So after the later wife collects from the Lokeach, the earlier wife could collect from the later wife. Rambam says, Mebrei shehi kadma v'lo heisira shibuda ela me'al ha-lokeach. She didn't remove her shibud from the land itself, but only from the buyer. So the woman with the later ksuba collects from the lokeach. The earlier woman collects from the later woman, and then the earlier woman has it. So you know what? Valokeach min harishona. So the buyer says, "Hey, you weren't supposed to get this field. You know, you weren't supposed to have anything to do with this field. So give it back to me." So now the buyer collects it from the first woman, the one with the earlier woman. The chosmas chalila ends. It goes back in a circle. Remember, I was once, I know, teaching somebody, and this came up in various places, Chozer Chalila, and so they're translating, Chozer is Chalila. Chalila should be Chozer. No, Chalila means a Chalila is a circle, a wheel. So the Chozer Chalila goes in a circle, the Lokeach, the Isha Rishona, the Isha Shnia, over and over, Ashi Asa Pshara Beidam, meaning there's no end in Halacha. So Bezer has to figure out a Pshara. They have to figure out a way what to do with this field, because each of them have rights to continue taking it from each other.
When the first wife takes it from the second wife,
oh,
why does the Lokeach have rights?
Beautiful. Ask the Achronim, not really in the Rishonim. When the first wife takes it from the second wife, fine. So why does the Lokeach now have rights to go back to the first woman? What did the first woman say? I'm not going to argue with you, Lokeach, about this. But the first woman here didn't argue with Lokeach. She got it from the second woman. So why should the Lokeach have any rights to take it from the first woman again? Why does she have any rights to that? She didn't say anything, didn't draw about this field. She said about this Lokeach. So there are a number of answers given in the Achronim, to mention two. One answer given by the Chemdas Shlomo. The Chemdas Shlomo says, Shemedubar shalokeach lokach ba'achrayis kistam mechiru. The Lokeach bought it with achrayis. Meaning there's a responsibility where the husband has sold it with achrayis. If it's taken from this Lokeach, so then, you know, he's going to be able to go back to the husband and the husband's property to get his money back or to get another field. Really, there are two shibudim. We've spoken about this in the past. Two shibudim on this field: shibud kinyan aguf and kinyan nechasim. Shibud aguf and shibud nechasim. So suggest the Chemda Shlomo over here, when the first woman says to the lokeach, "I'm not going to bother you." That's in terms of her own personal shibud haguf. I'm not going to bother you with my personal connection to this field. But the connection, the separate from the Shibud Aguf, the Shibud Nechasim that the Lokeach has on this field, so she wasn't Mochelos, that his connection to the field, separate from her, exists. Even after she's Mochel and Mesalik herself regarding her Shibud Aguf. You don't say, well, we're going to talk about it again later, we had a Rabbeinu Tam a couple of days ago, that Shibud Aguf causes a Shibud Nechasim, but he's not saying that. He's saying maybe there are two separate types of kinyanim, and even though she removed herself from the Shibud Aguf, maybe she did not remove herself from her Shibud Nechasim. One. Number two is, though, based on what we just said 5 minutes ago. There are other Achronim, he quotes this in the Biur Adaf, it's quoted from the Ha'aros Vitziyunim. He quotes, based on what the Rabbi Chanan that we just said earlier, Rabbi Chanan says that the halacha of a balchov me'uchar shegava, masha gava eino gava, if you have a later balchov that collects, it's able to be taken by the earlier balchov. So what did Rabbi Chanan just say a few minutes ago? Because it's not even viewed as the earlier balchov had it. It's not by like a lokech and you've taken it from him. It's as if the later Balchov never had it. So in this case, when the earlier Balchov, the earlier woman, the woman with the earlier ksuba collects from the later ksuba, it's as if the later ksuba woman never had it. As if she's Kmisha'ino, because that's what Rabbi Chana's Yisod just now. It's as if it's Kmisha'ino. She never had it. So it's as if the first woman is taking it from the Lokeach. Because the second woman never really had a kidney on it. V'akviyah shelo edik v'yaklau. Epkei kishat harefas harishona me'ashniya huvrar shelo zachsa shniya me'olam. U'be'emes gviyas rishona eina me'ashniya ela me'alokeach. So that's what is suggested. Two answers to say why the Lokeach, why the Lokeach could go back to the first woman. Okay, and the Mishnah just ends off, V'chein Balchov, V'chein Isha Baal Aschov. Also, a Balchov and an Isha Baal Aschov, these cases also could have similar situations where there could be a circle of people trying to get the land. At the end of the daf, we'll talk about exactly what those cases are. Period. Says the Gemara, V'chikas V'lei Mayhave. So what if a woman... A man, again, what's the case? A man sells a field, and the woman says to the buyer of that field, I'm not going to argue with you about this field. I'm not going to argue when if my ksuba becomes collectible. So says the Gemara, same question that we asked at the beginning of Perek HaKosev, back on Pei Gimel. So what if she writes that to the Lokeach? V'atanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, din udvarim ein li'asadazu, if somebody says to their friend, and Rashi back then, on that Pei Gimel, said we're talking about two shutfin, two partners, because the Ritva says, the Chiddush is... Again, the Ritva back on Pei Gimel, the Chiddush is, even if this occurs by two partners, it still doesn't work. What's halacha? Dinu dvarim ein li'asadazu. If one of the partners says to the other one, you know what? I'm out of this field. I don't have anything on this field. The ein li'asikba, I have nothing to do with it. The other misulak ha'sivana, my hand is removed from it. Any of those lashonos, lo amar klum. It's meaningless. Because that's not a lashon of kinyan. You're not giving it to anybody. So those lashonos don't work. If you have something... You can't just say, okay, I don't have an asek in it. You could say, I'm giving it to you, you have to do a kinyan. But you can't just say, ainli al-sad is a klum. So here too, the woman has certain rights in that field. So how could she just remove herself without doing a real kinyan? So the Gemara says, you're right. Right, really, she did a kinyan here. She did a kinyan here. And if she did a kinyan, so then, as we saw earlier, again in the ninth parak, that she is serious about this, and kinyan can remove her from this situation. Again, the Achronim here ask, but isn't this like Mechila? And Mechila doesn't really need a kinyan. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you don't need a kinyan by Mechila. You don't need a kinyan by Mechila. And here, it's not even she has it. Not that she has it. She has a right that it might become collectible in the future. So what do you need a kinyan here for? So there are a number. The Maharit says, because even though Mechila doesn't need a kinyan, but still this is a Lashon Garua. You still use a very unusual lot. If you were really Mamish Mochel, I'm Mochel on it. But this isn't, what is this? Ainli Asekba. That's a very unusual Lashon. So that's why it doesn't work. Even though usually you say Mechila and Sarah Kinyan. But Kiv Eger in this Gemara says, no, it's a different thing. Mechila, usually you're Mochel totally. What's Mechila? I'm Mochel this, meaning anybody could take it. But I remove myself, but here you're only being Mochel to one person. So that's not a normal mechila. You're still retaining rights to it. So that's why it's a little harder to be mochel in this case without a kinyan, because you're not doing a full mechila. You're only doing a partial mechila. So, but the Gemara says, so therefore it's talking about a case of kinyan. Bisha kanu miyadu. Says the Gemara, v'chi kanu miyadu mayhave. Even if a kinyan was done, so what? How does it help? Tema nachas ruach hazisi labayli. So why can't she say, what happened? The husband sold the field, and then she says to the Lokeach, I'm not going to argue with you on it. We have a principle that we'll see elsewhere, that it's possible that a woman would lie in order to keep Shalom Bais. Keep Shalom Bais, make her husband happy. So maybe that's what happened here. She really wants to give up her rights to this field? No! Her husband sold it to you, and she goes to the buyer, you know what? I'm not going to argue with it. My husband did it, you know? I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to undermine his power. Right, so she's just making her husband feel good that he was able to give this lokeach something that's going to be permanent. So why here should we assume that it's serious? And therefore, we're saying that the first woman, the earlier woman, is not going to be able to collect from the lokeach. Why not? Maybe she was joking. Right, we find elsewhere that to keep shalom bayis, right, mishana b'bnei shalom, no one less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was mishana b'bnei shalom to keep the shalom bayis, right, when Sarah laughed and Hashem tells Avraham that... she just laughed about herself and not about Avraham, Gemara and Yevamos. She had to be Mishana B'nei Shalom. Right? We reviewed this also back earlier, Daf Yud Zayin. Keitzem Rakhtim B'nei Akala. Keep Shalom Bayis. Kala Nova Chasuda. Right, not Kala Kamoshe. Pesil says Kala Nava Chasuda. So here too. So maybe that's what she did. Milo Tran. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin? Lakach ben Ish v'chadav lakach ben Aisha. Similar case. Somebody buys something from a man who the woman has rights to, and then buys it from the woman, and the woman kind of signs off on it also after the man bought it. So mecho batal. The halacha is it's not a good sale. Why? Alma, we say, Yechola Hisha Tomala Nachas Ruach Asisi Labaili. I just wanted to make my husband happy. So you see from there, you see from the Mishnah in Gittin, that we are Choshesh for this claim. So in our Mishnah, why aren't we Choshesh for this claim? It's a stira between the Mishnah here in Ksubis and the Mishnah there in Maseches Gittin. Rashi notes that, what is that case in Gittin? It's talking about one of three cases. You buy it from the man and then buy it from the woman. One of three cases which the woman has a right to. Rashi quotes, actually he quotes it from Bava Basra, either a field that was designated for her ksuba, the man sells and then the woman sells, yichlelo ksubasa, or a field that he wrote he's going to give her betok ksubasa, or a field that she brought in, yichlelo shum mishala, right, some of her nachas, but she brought into the marriage. Either case, in any of these three, she has rights to. And therefore, if the husband sells it, she could have just said, hey, what are you doing? But because she sold it, she went along with the sale. So that's why we have the issue of whether she was serious or nachas ruach asisi labayli. What's the svar for this? Nachas ruach asisi labayli. Why? Okay, we're saying maybe she lied. But halachically, what's the mechanism? How we say it's a mekach tos? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim and Bava Basra on Daf Memtes, the Gemara that Rashi quotes. The Ramban there says it's like a mechira ba'ones. It's like she was forced to do it. Because every woman wants to make her husband happy, and every husband wants to make his wife happy, but every woman, in this case, every woman wants to make her husband happy, and therefore it's like she was nanas. She was nanas to do it. So if you're nanas, so then it... if you're nanas, so then it won't work, because it was a mechira ba'ones. But the Ramban adds, if she got kesef for it, let's say she sold it and the lokeach paid her, so then we would say, we wouldn't say nachas ruach asisi labayli, because the Gemara says there in Bava Basra, or the Rashbam connects it to agav onsei de kesef gamar umakni. Sometimes, let's say somebody puts a gun to your head and says, sell me that field of yours, and you say, I don't want to, and then he gives you $10 million. I really don't want to. Okay, but fine. Right. So were you forced? You were kind of forced, but then. And we say, you know, kind of because of the money, you said, okay, you went along with it. So the Ramban says, so too here. The Nachas Ruach Asisi Labayli is treated as a Mechira Ba'ones, because everyone wants to do good for her husband. But if she got money for it, so then we wouldn't be able to tie into this. That's what the Ramban says. And the Rashbam there, as explained by the other Achronim, say no, it's nothing to do with money. Even if she got money. Why? It's Stam, it's an Umdana. It's an umdana that the wife wants to do good for her husband, separate from mechira ba'one. It's just that she's going to lie. She's going to lie because she wants to be able to, there is it. It's right here. Ulufiza nira. The mechira sa'isha. This is in the Avni Miluim in Simin Tzadik. The mechira sa'isha. Shemas kemes ladas baila lavi ones klal. She's not forced. She is totally rational, totally doing what she wants to do. Ella de anan sadi, ella de ina osakein, ella ahavas hashalom im baila. She's doing this for shalom bias. The Ramban says it's mechira ba'ones, and therefore there's an afkamina whether she got money or not. No! Says the Avni Miluim based on a Rashbam. No, she's totally not ones. Umishim hachi. And therefore, he even says, maybe after shakali mea shalom besa, maybe after gershon and maybe after, if she becomes an amana, the whole thing would be bato. But either way, this is a umdana de muchach. Even though it's you might say it's dvarim shebelev, that's how he starts off. She didn't say a word, but still, this is an umdana demuchach, and therefore we can assume that it occurred. So anyway, back to the Gemara. So we have a stira. Our Mishnah seems to say that we're not worried about this taina of nachas ruach asisi labayli, and therefore the first earlier woman cannot collect from the buyer after she says to the buyer, "I have nothing to do with you." Basha Inki, the Mishnah in Gittin, says she can. Three answers to the stira. Three answers. Number one. Amr of Zeir, Amr of Chizda, Lokasha, Harimei, Har Behuda. First answer is simple. It's Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim between Rimei and Behuda. Whether we are choshesh for this claim of the woman. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Kasa, Larisha, Vlachas, Balo, if the husband sells a field to one person and she does not sign off on it. She doesn't sign it. L'sheni v'chasmalo, but then he sells it to a second person and then she does sign. So ivda ksubasa, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said in that case she loses her ksuba. Why? The first woman she cannot collect, the first guy she can't collect from, the field that was sold to the first one, because the first man could tell her, I left you a field to collect from. I left you b'nei chorin. You can't collect from Mishubadim if I left you b'nei chorin. She can't collect from the second one because she says, she signed on the shtar. So she basically says, I have nothing to do with you. Rabbi Meir holds that we're not choshesh for this claim of nachas ruach. Rabbi Yehuda, no, you choli, shetom nachas ruach zizi l'bayli, atem malachem alai. What he died, just did as I was lying. So therefore, don't bother me. The Rebbe, Sasam Lahakak Rebbe Meir, Sasam Lahakak Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe was so same, both the Mishnayos. Here, Rebbe anonymously wrote the Shita of Rebbe Meir that were not Choshish for that claim. And over there in Gittin, he was so same, he wrote anonymously the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. So, that's answer number one. Answer number two. Answer the Stiris. Amar Papa Begrusha V'Divrei Hakol. Really? We say we are choshesh for that claim. You know why here is different? Here is the case of Gershon. They're already divorced. What happened? The husband sold the field, and then he divorced his wife. And then after he divorced his wife, the woman says to the guy, to the buyer, I have nothing to do with the field. So obviously there's no nachas ruach hazizi labayli there. She's already divorced. Can't have so much shalom bayis after the Gershon. So therefore, says Rav Papa, that's the case. Therefore, there's no stira. Really, you are choshesh, but here is a case of Gerushin. Number three, Rav Ashi Amar Kula Rabbi Meir. Really, it is all Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir usually holds that we are not choshesh for this claim. The Adkan Lakam Rabbi Meir Hasam. When does Rabbi Meir say that we're not choshesh for the claim? Ela Bishnei Lakuchos. By two buyers, one after another. The Amri Lo, like the Brisa we quoted, because we could tell her, if you're really doing it just to make your husband feel good, so why by the first one didn't you sign off on it? You only signed off on the second one. So in that type of case, there's a Reyasa, and that's why Rabbi Meir would hold that we are not Choshesh for this claim. Rabbi Meir would admit, though, by one buyer, that we would say, maybe she's doing this for her husband. So that's the Mishnah in Gittin. But you have to add into our Mishnah, add in a line that wasn't there. In our Mishnah, really, the husband earlier had tried to sell to somebody else, and she didn't say a word. And then now comes our Mishnah, and then she sold it to a second person, and she did sign off. So that's why in that case we don't say Nachas Ruach Hazisi L'Bayli, because if she really wanted that, why didn't she do it earlier? Why didn't she sign in the first case? The Ritva notes, that's a major detail to leave out of our Mishnah. You know, the first step. You know, so why did the Mishnah make any? The Gemara doesn't even say Chisurim Echsura. So the Ritva says, because really our Mishnah is not interested so much in that din. The Mishnah is interested in the last half of the Mishnah of Chozos Chalila, that it goes around and around until you have a Pshara. So that's why the Ritva says it doesn't say. That's the Ikir Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is not as bedaktic in terms of the other details. Period. Tzadon Hasam. Next piece. Mishnah says, there's a takana drabanan that you're not allowed to collect if a bal chov comes to somebody who owes him money and he has some fields left. He's not allowed. The bal chov is not allowed to go to other fields that were sold if there are fields that are b'nei chorin that are still by the loveh. Even if the only fields left by the Lova are bad fields. See, Buris, still, he's not allowed to go to the Mishubadim, the fields that were already sold. This is a Takana Drabana. Let's do it for a minute. The Rishonim, the Rashba in Gittin, Daf Nun, asks, as you mentioned, the Ritvan Ksubis is essential, the Rashba in Gittin. The Rishon of Gittin is the Rashba. The Rashba there asks, other Rishonim there ask also, V'tmili, what do you need a Takana Drabanan that you could only go to Mishubadim if there are no B'nei Chorin? Right, there's a halacha of Arev. Right, these Nechasim, what's the language? These Nechasim are the Nechasi Dabar Inish Inun Arvin Bey. The Nechasim of a person are his cosigner, they're called the Arev. They're the security of the person. So we know by an Arev, usually, if there's a cosigner on a document, you can only go to the cosigner if the Lova himself doesn't have any money. The Lova doesn't have any money? Okay, I'm going to go collect from the cosigner, from the Arev. Last two blad in Maseches Baba Basra. So says the Rashba, what do you need a special Takana Drabanan for? You can't go to Mishubadim unless there's no B'nei Chorin. That's the Daraisa, that's the concept of Arev. An Arev you can only go to if there's no if the Lova has nothing. So what do you need a special Takana Drabanan for? So says the Rashba there in Gittin Nunam Abayz, the Yishlomar Delav Arvin Lagamri Ka'amar. No, Nechasim aren't really exactly like an Arev. The time of the Arev Mishim Delogamri Umshab Enafshe. What's the whole reason by an Arev? Like if I co-sign on a loan, why can't you come to me first? Because I'm basically only putting my neck out if you don't have anything. I'm doing you a favor. Collect from you, and if you don't have anything, then collect from me. And what's the, even when there's a cosigner, what's the ikr shibud of the malve? It's on the lova, it's not on the cosigner, it's not on the arev. The ikr das of both the malve and the lova are on themselves. The arev is a secondary player. Masha'iki, by these nechasim, these lands, they're called arev. But is there any more reason to go collect from one than the other? There's no reason, they're all arev, they're all equal. So you might have thought on a daraisa level, you could go collect to any of them, especially if there's only ziburis left. Kamashmalan, that's why you needed the Takana Drabanan. That's the Rashba on Daf Nun Mabeis. Okay, back to our Gemara. So the Mishnah says that you can only collect from Mishubadim when there are no Bnei Chorin. Iboy Luhu. Ishtadif Bnei Chori Mao Dulitra Fi Mishabdi. What happens if I bought something? Right? I'm a buyer, I bought something from you. I left fields for the other guy to collect from. And then all of a sudden, the fields that I left are flooded and they're ruined. So the fields are still there. And I left them fields. But now, can the creditor come to me and collect from what I bought, their mishubadim, or not? Meaning, were the rabbanan mafkia this connection at all or not? The way the Pnei Yeshua expresses this suffix is, when Chazal made this takana, that you cannot go to buyers when there's Bnei Chorin, was it purely l'shem the tova of the buyers? Meaning the buyers, how can you do business here? It's not the buyer's fault. How can you take over the buyers? They left land. So then you would say, even if the field gets flooded, you can't go to the buyers. Because the buyers left land. Left free land. So you still can't go to the buyers. Or do you say, no, the Iker Takana, the ultimate motivation, wasn't purely Latovas HaBuyers, but it was, I'll read it to you, Odilma Iker Takanta Hu Mishum Deleka Pseidu De Balchov. Or the Iker Takana was, you know what, you might as well collect this field. You're not losing anything by collecting the Bnei Chorin. That's the Iker. You're not losing anything, so you might as well collect this. But here he is losing. But if he is losing, he won't be able to collect unless he goes to the Mishubadim. So then maybe he would be able to collect if it was flooded. That's how the Pnei Yeshua expresses this suffix. So that's the question. Could you go to Mishubadim if your Bnei Chorin was ruined? So Tashma.
Are these fields very, very ziburis now?
Are these fields... So ruins sounds like worse than ziburis. Right, that's what the Gemara is assuming. Ziburis, we say, right, it's not even Ziburis. It's worse. So Tashma, we learn it maybe from the Arbrisa that we quoted before. Let's say the husband gives one field away to one person, and the woman does not sign off on it, and the second one, she does sign off. So if the Ksuba says the mayor says she loses her Ksuba. But 1 minute. But if we say that if Bnei Chorin get flooded, you could then go to Mishubadim to collect. So if the Ksuba says Misheni, may Rishon Miyatikvi. So in our case, why can't the woman go back to the first field that was sold? So the second field was ruined. The second field that her husband sold was ruined. Why was it ruined? Because she said, I'm not going to collect from you. She agreed to the sale. So it's as if there's now a problem with the second field. So why can't she now go back to the first field? In Mazvi, says the Gemara, that even if a field is flooded, you cannot go back to the earlier one, the Mishubadim. So Amar Rabbi Bar Yitzchak, no Raya, my Ivda Misheni. Maybe Ivda in the Brisa just means she loses this from the second one, but she can't go back to the first one. So maybe you can collect from Mishubadim in this case. Amar Rava, no, come on. Shtei Tshuvas Bedavar. I have two problems with that. Chada de Ivda Lagamri Mashma. Number one, Ivda doesn't sound like she lost it from one person. Ivda sounds like she lost her Ksuba, period. The Otan, and also the Brisa says Mefurish. Lava min ha'echad u'machan nechasav l'shnayim. Let's say I borrow money from someone, and then I sell all of my nechasim to two different people. Because of al-chov l'lokeach sheni. Didu dvar mein li'imach. And then my creditor says to the second person I sold my nechasim to, I'm not going to argue with you. So ein lo al-lokeach rishon klum. So again, that's a case where the second nechasim were ruined. And what does it say? You can't go back to the first one. Because the first one could say, I left you place to collect from. So what? That it got ruined. But still, I left you place, so you can't go. So you see, beferish, that if something happens, the later, if the Bnei Chorin get ruined, so you cannot go back to the Mishubadim. So The Gemara says, so do we knock out, so is it, we're back to the Raya? So the Gemara answers, no. In all these cases that we're trying to use, there's no Raya. Why? There's a big difference between a field getting flooded, that's a case where it got ruined. And if it got ruined, then maybe you could talk about, could you go back to the Mishubadim? But how did it get ruined in these cases? It's their own fault. The woman says, I'm not going to collect from you. That's not a case of ruined. That's not a case of ruins. So that's a case where they did it themselves. So if they did it themselves, so then that can't be a raya to our discussion. Okay, so no raya brought from those brises. Next. Amalei Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi. Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, 1 minute, but Maisa B'chol Yom. It's Maisa B'chol Yom. Look outside. That if there are no Mishubadim, you could go, if the Mishubadim are ruined, you could go back to the Bnei Chorin. It's Maisa B'chol Yom. In what case? Who gavra de Mishkein Le Pardisa L'chavi L'Eser Shanin? Reuven owes Shimon money. Reuven doesn't have any money, but Reuven has a vineyard. So you know what? Reuven tells Shimon, you know, Shimon, take my vineyard for the next 10 years. Use my vineyard. That'll be, you know, your payment. Take it for the next 10 years. But, and after 5 years, the field gets old and doesn't produce any more grapes. So what happens? So they came. So this obviously creditor says, I need 5 more years worth. So they come in front of the Rabbanan, v'kasvu le'tirfa. And they came in front of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan wrote this creditor a shtar that says he can now go and collect from the other Balei Chovos, from the other Lekuchos. So you see, the field got ruined. The field got ruined. Now he's going to collect them earlier. So you see, Maisim b'chol yom. So Hasam Nami, the Gemara again says, no, there's no riot from those cases. Inuhu da'afsidu anafshayu. Again, those buyers who bought, knowing that the field, that the vineyard was given out already, they caught themselves a loss. Why? To keep to have a yadi to pradisa of itakish. People know that vineyards don't last forever, that they will get old. They shouldn't have bought, taking the risk. So it's their own fault. The Gemara ends off, Vehilchasa ishtadif b'nei chari tirfim mishabdi. If a later field gets ruined, if a b'nei charin get ruined, tirfim mishabdi, you can't go to mishabadim. That is the halacha l'maisa, just like Naisim b'chol yo.
He says Naisim b'chol yo, he cites one case,
right, Maisa B'chol Yom is quoted, which they reject, and we say, so the Hilchas obviously is not based on the Maisa B'chol Yom. That wasn't the Raya. We didn't have a proof. We ended up not having any proof. And the Hilchas is the Hilchas. Actually, Maisa B'chol Yom, that's used in many, many places where poskim use. Look outside if you don't know the halacha. Just give you one. The big mystery, and it's Hanukkah, so it's not really related, but it's semi-related. Shechianu on candles on Yontif. Shechianu candle yontif. Right? We know women make a shechianu as they light candles going into yontif. Right? Shechianu, wonderful, beautiful minhag. Where's the source of that minhag? You can look throughout Shas. You can look throughout the Shulchan Aruch. It's not there. Nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch does it say that a woman should say a shechianu when she lights candles. Nowhere. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the Tshuva in the Shelas Yavetz. I don't know what's going on here. It's not really yontif yet. There be makabel, but shechianu is manazeh. They should wait till kiddush. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, I really think this, but I couldn't even tell my wife not to do it. That's what he writes in the Tshuva. He says, Shelas Yaves. He said, this is what I thought, so I was Mevatel. Right? I was Mevatel, I stopped saying it. But Misvara, there's this mystery. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that maybe this is a question. But this is the Minog, so the post could discuss whether this is an appropriate Minog or not. Right? It comes up. They say Shechianu, they have to not say Amen according to some post, by Kiddush later, it's a Hefsek. But if Tzitz Eliezer has a Tshuva, where he writes, in Chelek Yudalid Simen Nun Gimel, where he writes, you know, about the minhag of women saying Shechianu, Chas v'shalom l'rapos yisi, this is Chalila, Chas v'shalom l'rapos yisi deyim, lo hodiya lahem, v'lish lo yivarechu, Chas v'shalom to tell them not to make a bracha, v'lo rak she'in limchos, not only don't protest, ela adaraba, yish lazarzom l'hachzik min halkam zeh, tell them it's amazing, keep doing it. Why? Ki nashim shalonu zeh, darkam b'kodesh, miyamim yamima, misharim kadmonios. They've been doing this for thousands of years, hundreds of years, and don't tell them not to. And then he says that Klal Gadol Shahaya Musa Biyadenu. This is a Klal Gadol. Im Alacha Rofefes Biyadcha. If you're not sure what the halacha is, Puk Chazi Mayam Adabar. Go see what everybody's doing. Ki Pashutu. It's obvious. Look at his line about this Maisim B'chol Yom Svara. Asher Ba'avas Hashem Es Amo Yisrael. Because Hashem loves His nation, Yasir Michshol Midarkehem. He will remove any stumbling block in their national path. V'lo yatu kol ha'olam achar hayachid ilu svaraso dechuya. we wouldn't be passing like a shita tchuya. That's Leino Ashkenazim im Yuchad. He writes that, and then he writes, he says, for sure, don't take it. L'charchila, tell him to do it. Because this mitzvah is chaviva to them. You want mitzvahs related to women more than halakas neiros. This is their mitzvah. They're excited about it. This is the first thing they do related to yontif. It's amazing. They're makabel it. So mamish, he says, this is their shechiyonu that they got to this time. So it mamish fits. So he says, chas v'lom, to say anything, tell them they're doing an amazing job. That's a Tzitzel Yezer, what he talks about. Put chazi mayam debar. Okay, Amar Abaye. Says Abaya, line 6 or so, 7. Nachazi leif achrech leploni. Man goes over, we'll see later, that this is talking about a single woman. Man goes over to a single girl and says, I want to give you this property, and after it's yours, it's going to so-and-so. It's yours now, and then after you die, it's going to so-and-so. The amta v'nisseis, and then this woman says, thank you very much. And then she went and got married. V'nisseis, she gets married, ba'al lokeach avi. So the ba'al is considered to be a lokeach. Right, we saw that before, that the Baal has the status of a buyer of all his wife's property. So he beat Acharech. This girl got it, and then he said, this other guy had originally said, after you, it goes to the other person. It's never going to go to the other person, because the Baal bought it from her before she died, so we never got to the stage where it would go to person two. And says the Gemara, Kaman Ki Aitana. This is really a Machlokas Tanaim. Abai is assuming like one Tana. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Nechasi Leif Acharech Laploni. This kind of case, you give your Nechasi to someone and say afterwards it should go to so-and-so. Yara at a Rishon Amachar. And let's say the first guy went and sold it. Hasheni Mosi Adal Kucho Zivri Rebbe. Rebbe says no. Rebbe says it's going to Acharech. That was the deal. So the buyer has no claim on it. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, no. Ein L'Sheni El Mashjir Rishon. Abai is going like Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says no. The Sheni, the one, the Acharech person, only gets what's left, what wasn't sold, period. So Abaya goes like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Miyamar Abaya Hachi, does Abaya really say this? Does Abaya really go B'derech Reb Shimon Gamliel? Miyamar Abaya, Ezer Rosh Aaron. Abaya says, who is a sly, wicked person, a Rasha Arum, Zahamesi Eitzel, Limkurban Achazak Rav Shimon Gamliel. Somebody who gives an Eitza, who gives advice to go like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Meaning to sell the Achazim, and so the next person is not going to get to it. So doesn't that seem to say that he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel? So where I said, no. Mikamar Tinase, he didn't say, L'chadchila, do this. Niseis Ka'amar. Of course he would say it's a bad thing to do. It's an Eitzara, you're causing a loss to the other person. But it works. It works, so therefore he does follow the day of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Yashiv is mayor that here it's what you're. Not, what if you do it yourself? You're only a Rosh Arm if you give the advice, but if you do it yourself, you're. He says no. He says this is even worse because ain't the chotiv lo, meaning you're not even getting any better. You're just giving advice. You're not getting anything out of it. That's why you're a Rosh Arm. That's even worse in a sense. But Amar Abaya, then Abaya is a second statement. Nachazi leif achrech leploni. Again, Nechazim go to you, and afterwards to Ploni. As we will see, this is talking about a married woman. You go over to a man goes over to a married woman, not his wife, and says, here's your property, and then afterwards it should go to the other person, Machra, and then she sells it, Vamesa, then she dies, Habal Mosi Mad Al Kuchos. The husband, after she dies, the Baal can then take it from Lakuchos. He cannot take it from Lakuchos during the lifetime. Why? Because, as the Gemara is going to say later on in a minute, if a man gives a married woman something and says, it's going to so-and-so afterwards, so it's as if he's saying, it shouldn't go to your husband now. Because why else is he saying that if she's married, and he's specifying that? So it's as if he said that. But after she dies, so then he can be motzi mad al kuchos. Because mitzad the buyer, he could say, I was an earlier buyer. The acharech miad baal. But then, once the husband has it, the acharech could get it, the person who was supposed to get it after the wife. V'alokech miad acharech, and then the buyer could get it again from the acharech, because the buyer was before the acharech. And it goes in circles, and we keep it, and we end up saying, you know, the lokeach keeps it. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between this case and the Mishnah? So Maishta beheld the time of Chozer Chalila, she asked him Shara b'nehem. Our Mishnah said it keeps going in a circle, and you got to make up Shara. Here it's also going in a circle, but we say the Lokeach keeps it. What's the difference? You know, in our Mishnah, everybody has equal rights to it. The two women are Oksubis, and there was a buyer that paid for it. So each of them stand to lose. So you can't pick one over the other, so you got to make up Shara. In our case, everybody got a present. It was a matana, except for the buyer. He's the only one that spent money on this. So therefore, we give it to him, because he's the one that stands to lose. Period. So now we're just going to explain the differences between the two statements of Abaya, as we've already answered it. Also, Rafa, number of the Kamadir Ravashi, Miyamar Abaya Haki, he said this statement in front of Ravashi. What do you mean? Abaya says this case, that the Baal can be Motzi, Miyamar Abaya, Nechazi Lev Acharech Laploni, Amda Venisseis Baal Okechavi, Ve'el Acharech Mamaka Baal Klum. We just had two statements of Abaya on the daf, and they're so to each other. The first one says, the Baal is a lokeach, and the acharecha is nothing but makam the Baal, and the second statement that says it goes in a circle. So we say, no, there's a big difference. If he tells her when she's a pnuya, so then when she gets married eventually, the Baal is a lokeach. But here, the second one is, he said when she's married, when she's a nesua, he told her, you know, this is going to so-and-so after you. My ka'amala, so really, what is he in effect saying to her when he's giving it to her when she's a nesua? Acharech likni, baal lo likni. He's basically saying, shouldn't go to your husband. It shouldn't go to your husband because... and he's being motzi'ed from the husband. And the Ritva said it's as if he is giving her nechasim al tnai that it doesn't go to the husband. Al tnai that it doesn't go to the husband. And the Tosas really even expands on that. And this is not like we had a masa mashkasa b'Torah. Isn't it a masa? A husband's always supposed to get everything that the wife gets. But no, it does not apply here. The Tosas says does not apply if there's a haknah here. By Yerusha, that applies. But if there's a special haknah, so then the person who's being makne can make any tonight that he wants. You know what? We're going to stop here. We'll do the last two lines of the Perek Vez Hashem tomorrow. So it's going to take a few minutes, so we'll stop there. Freilich from Chanukah. Yud Dalet Yud Gimel.